Hello and welcome to Dungeon Stories episode 36. I am your Dungeon Master, Norrin.
Woo!
Woo!
That was
very ghost
like. Woo! I play Lyle, a human ranger.
Okay, Courtney.
It's almost Halloween, guys.
It won't be when this is posted.
I love y'all. I'm not going to do that. My name is Courtney, and I play Ave. She's a wood elf, Circle the Shepherd Druid.
Someone else has to do it.
My name is Jake, and I play Libby, the human. You got it, like werewolf, like anyway. Human. Life domain. I forgot. Life domain cleric. Also known as Dimitri.
Okay. I'm also Courtney, playing Elena, the Eladrin fighter druid. Yep. That's
all I got. I'm Bailey. I play Daedrin, the Triton Tempest cleric.
Here at the top of the show, we would like to shout out some of our friends. First and foremost, Sword Coast Soundscapes for making awesome ambient noise for your role-playing games.
Yeah, we're not actually in a forest right now.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, it's shocking.
That's
right?
Not where we are.
Yeah.
This is Peaceful Hamlet. So, thanks, Sword Coast Soundscapes. They're on YouTube for free. So, check them out. All sorts of good stuff there.
Definitely.
Next up, Nerdist Woodworking. Thank you for making beautiful handcrafted wooden gaming accessories.
Amazing.
Dice trays, deck boxes, the works.
Of the highest quality.
They're awesome.
They really are cool.
We would also like to say thank you to D&D Beyond for keeping us organized, putting our character sheets in one place.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're all a bunch of hot messes.
Helping us stay on track. Thank you to Hero Forge for allowing us to customize our miniatures. I really like the toys that come with D&D.
Don't we all?
He does. There's a lot of minis.
A lot of minis. So I like having ones that look exactly how I want them to look.
Yes.
Thank you, Hero Forge.
God bless.
Last session, the Revengers arrived in Iskangali, Lyle's home. They came here to overthrow Rax von Toll, the Emperor of Iskangali, Lyle's uncle, who has taken over the continent and outlawed the worship of the old gods, enforcing worship of the pantheon, and not being very nice about it.
No,
he sucks.
Yeah.
While in Iskangali, the Revengers have begun finding allies to aid them in this task. Some old friends, some people from Lyle's past here on the continent. So they've begun establishing a network of people to aid them in their task of overthrowing Rax von Toll. The Revengers stop in the village of Sunhai, our resident peaceful hamlet, to gather some supplies to help them stand out less than they do. Some new clothes or armor to blend in with the Iskangali customs a little bit more. While here, they encountered an old man who was
stupid,
spewing information about the old gods. He informed them that the old gods, though weakened from being forgotten, still reside in Iskangali, in the realm of Yomi, beneath the Wujiro forest. So, the old man was taken by the guards to prison. And that's where we left off. It is the 5th of Cass. You guys are out and about doing your shopping. Libby, Lyle, Ave, and Lorelai just witnessed the old man being taken from right in front of them.
We're just going past the guard. I'm like keeping a very tight grip on Libby's arm and moving out.
Going to the nearest clothing shop.
Okay.
But I say we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Lorelai says, that man, do you think there was any truth to what he was saying?
We'll talk about it later, Lorelai. This is a safe, as we just saw.
No, I know. Sorry, I'm just worried.
I'll hold my hand. Like, as comfortingly as I can, also being very uncomfortable with the situation.
Okay, clothing shop. Let's go shop.
Okay. As you guys make your way through the village, you notice the large constructs milling about. There's the one, like, more hunchback one that has the two bodies stuck to its back. And then there are the tall, 10-foot-tall ones that resemble terracotta soldiers made of bronze walking around. And then, of course, the guard bearing the red dragon symbol of the Von Toll dynasty.
As we're, like, passing the constructs, I want to cast Detect Magic and just see what's what with them.
Okay. Yeah, they,
like, what school they were, I guess? I mean, I assume it would be, like, a transmutation type situation, but I just wanted to... I'm uncomfortable with them, so I want to know what they are. I told you
from when you were like what Nemo said.
Yeah, but I think Detect Magic. He didn't say what like school of magic.
Oh,
or
okay.
Stuff.
Yeah,
like, I'm just trying to get more information than what I already have.
A little bit enchantment, a little bit transmutation.
Okay.
You've got kind of elements of both kind of coming from you.
Are they the only magic thing that I can sense in the area?
Yeah, other than the, like,
right.
Items that you guys are loaded up with,
stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, even, I mean, you find a clothing shop pretty easily within the little market area in the village.
Nice.
we're gonna enter, obviously.
Do you go with them now? Because we left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been with us the whole time.
No, he was with us originally.
He was with them and then he bolted.
Well, yeah, the whole thing that he was there.
Okay, so you guys walk in. It's got kind of like sliding doors. Thin enough that you can kind of see the shadows of people on the inside. Slide the door open and enter in. And you see there are like... wooden mannequins lining the walls, displaying various styles of traditional Iskandarian clothing. A lot of kind of like open, like robe tops and stuff like that. Stuff that is like airy and breathable.
I'll start gathering like commoner type clothing, like nothing flashy.
Yeah,
and just like clothes.
Yeah, there isn't really anything flashy here.
Yeah.
Sunhai is not a place that flashy people usually come to stay. Nothing flashy usually happens here in Sunhai, so it mainly is just like very basic, like tops, like flowy sleeves and stuff like that. Yeah. Pretty easy. Probably run you for enough for everybody, probably like
5 coats.
2 gold.
Okay.
I'll change.
Yeah, it's just like a cloak that you'll put on over yourself.
But I'm not taking off my cloak of Alvin.
Yeah, can we put it on top of the cloaks we already have?
Yeah.
Great.
It's a little bulky, a little warm, but it's doable.
Not taking off.
Yeah, then I guess we'll just walk back for Zane and wait for.
Yeah, we agreed to meet at Dan afterwards, right?
Yeah.
Never mind. I will take off my cloak because I don't have a cloak. But I do have boots. I'll never take those off.
You have boots.
Okay. And then Elena and Daedrin?
We are looking for diamonds and a gem-encrusted chalice.
Okay. The diamonds are worth how much?
They need to be worth 500.
Okay. You can probably find one of those. You can get one 500 gold diamond, and then, which they'll probably charge you like 550 for.
Okay. Should we take that for?
I would say so, because it's a party use thing.
And then the chalice is 1,000 gold, I believe.
Let me double check the.
For here,
I'm like 90% sure. It has to be worth at least 1,000. And it's consumed upon use, so we don't use it once.
What are we using this chalice for?
Heroes Feast.
Yeah, 1,000 gold piece is worth. Bowl, gem encrusted bowl.
Yeah, bowl.
Yep. So, probably 1,100 for the chalice. Yeah.
Do we want to get both of them? Can we afford that? I can chip in some of mine.
We can. We have a little over 4,000 in the party funds. I have
500 gold pieces.
Okay.
So I can chip in.
So that's the total. That'd be the total. So why don't we take 1,000 from the party fund and then split the. I can pay for, like, how much do you want to chip in?
I can chip in all my money. I don't care.
Let's not do that. I'll pay for 400 of it and you pay for
250?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a diamond and a chalice. Anything else you guys are looking for while you're out in the market?
Not me.
Nope.
Okay. Well, you guys all meet up at the inn again then.
And then I think we head out of town.
Oh, Libby. When I went to the temple back in Seaworth, I got some holy water. So here you go. I give you a flask of holy water.
Thank you.
Because you said you needed it once.
Yeah, I guess we'll head out of town. I don't think that anything we have to talk about can be said.
Yeah, probably not.
Let's go. Okay, so where are you guys?
I think we should head towards the forest.
I think let's just exit town first.
Well, we need to meet with Garo's, remember? We told him to
meet us at the. Let's go back the way we came and then just get out of town and go just like.
So we could probably just ride the horses back too. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got us there.
Yeah.
It took a longer time though than when walking would.
Well, I don't know when Galdaros. I don't think we could.
So are we going
to?
Got,
like, a time frame.
We need to talk about it.
Okay.
Because we can't talk and. So we can wind walk, but it's a high spell slot. Oh, and
it's
also,
a 6-level spell slot. We can't talk while we're moving.
Yeah, but we'll get there faster.
If
and
we,
it's the same with my genie. I can summon him, but I can only summon him once per day.
If we do go to the forest, we're definitely walking there.
Yeah, so
but
we
can
should,
ride our horses now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can make horses now.
Let's just start riding. Towards the.
So we can talk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Ave, you conjure the draft horses.
Yeah.
So, guys, apparently the gods are. I'm assuming we're far enough away when we start talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you you guys hop on the draft horses that Ave creates and begin moving along the road back the way you came. The kind of rolling green hills in front of you, and eventually the village kind of shrinks in your view, and you feel that you're probably safely away.
So apparently the old gods are asleep in the forest.
What do you mean? You said under.
Under.
The forest.
Yeah. In another dimension. But we can get there with me.
potentially another dimension, maybe just like an Underdark situation.
Mm-hmm.
Not really sure. But regardless, I think it's definitely worth it to go there and try to find them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we need to go, just keep going.
I,
thank you for your input, Elena.
I am with Lyle. I think with we can summon two angels. We have the Underdark, we have the elves, we have us, we have the genie. I think we have a lot.
See, and I have to say I'm with Ave on this one because, I mean, like, we've already waited, a while to do this, so it's, like, what's another, day gonna hurt?
And I don't even know if it is gonna, cost us a day, because we can't travel very fast with Golgaros' small army.
Yeah.
Like, we could literally send his army north and then go to the forest and be back to his army before they reach the capital. I don't think it's gonna expend us any additional time. I think we only have to gain from going there and seeking the help of these ascended.
We don't know if they're going to want to help us. They don't my family.
I think it's... they definitely have a stake in this, though, because if Rax has outlawed their worship, they're probably kind of weak. I mean, they're still gods. They're going to be powerful.
Well, they might
be
dying.
They might be dying, and I think that they would definitely want to help us take down Rax, especially if you can implement an open religious system where people are free to worship whomever they want.
We don't know where in this forest they are.
Exactly.
Well, he told us where again.
What did he say?
He said they were under the forest in the realm of Yomi.
I don't know what that means.
Well,
and I think that we gotta go. Who knows how we get there, yeah. And we're assuming that it's not gonna take us any time to find these people. The forest is big.
It is big, but
if the only person who knows what this Yomi is that old man.
We can't go back and break him out. There's too much at stake here.
Well, my
chance to
go get him. I mean, he's done it with prisoners in the past.
We don't wanna cause any trouble. The name of the game right now is blending in, getting to the capital.
I mean, they want
to
know
and
not
die.
And I think that these ascended could probably help us. They're powerful gods. I don't want us to just rush into a situation without being as prepared as we possibly can.
Well, and Lyle, I meant to tell you this earlier, but I communed with my god about the best way to go about saving Majid and also your kingdom. And he said there's a way to do it, but you have to be careful to kind of accomplish it all. There's a right way to do it. And I don't know if I believe that it's a coincidence that after I had that communication with my god that we suddenly run into...
Isn't the spell only taking account to what's happened till that moment, not anything that happens in the future, though?
It takes into account things unless, so he can say, if you, from how I see it, this can happen, but something can change. So, for instance, the Pale Man at the last second can decide to change his mind and go towards where we're going and change the results. So, it's the prophecy will hold for 7 days unless we suddenly drastically change, our minds about something.
This could be us drastically changing our
minds.
Well, and he could have foreseen it going wrong and then put this man in our way to say this is the right way to do it.
And you might believe that, but I'm not a worshiper of Anatatus. I'm not a worshiper of any god.
Well, and that seems to be your country's problem right now. They're not worshiping the gods that honestly have been here to protect and help them in the past, and they're suffering for it.
I know how much my people are suffering, Libby. You don't have to tell me.
I think they'll only suffer more if we rush into something we're not prepared for, and you should, Kalinda forbid, perish.
Why don't we give ourselves a limited amount of time to find them, and if we don't find them in that amount of time, then we move on.
Yeah, we can calculate how long it will take Golgaros' people to make their way north, and I'll make sure that we don't, spend any additional time looking for these ascended.
And we could have Libby bring out Daryl, and
Daryl could help us.
He could try to, get that prisoner, because, like you said, if he does know,
I don't think that we should try to get the prisoner out.
But they won't know it's us because we've already left town.
And you need to ask Daryl anyways about these mechanical, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
But he could be more useful doing something else. If we're going to look for them, I think that he could be useful. He knows a lot about extra planes and that kind of stuff. That's not my area of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
This is.
Well, and the old man seemed to know, though. Like, he can give us a direct location. That also shaves off time so we can do this faster.
And we can always resummon the genie.
We can always send
hours.
The old man and be like, hey, what did you mean by that?
He could also be just a crazy old man.
Yes. So why waste a genie getting him out when we could just be like, tell us what you know.
Sure, we can send him and try to glean more information. And I really liked Elena's idea of giving ourselves a set amount of time to go and look for these ascended. And if we don't find them in that period of time, then we can make our way towards the capital.
And the ascended will help you secure the throne, honestly. Because
so
if you
too.
Have your old gods and they say, no, this is our chosen person, then you have that support. And it makes it look like the usurper, when you overthrow him, was acting against the will of Iskandali.
Maybe.
I think it will secure your position much better.
If this is what the group wants to do, I'm not gonna go against it. I think this is a mistake. But
I agree.
I will defer to the judgment of the group.
Should we take a vote?
I mean, I think we all know where we stand and where the majority lies.
I mean,
hey,
there's six of us now, though.
Us.
So
yeah, Lorelai's on our side.
So it's a tie. What did she say? She said we should go get the man.
Oh, yeah,
what did
Lorelai
say?
I don't know if we've asked your opinion.
No, she said that she agreed with Lyle, like, that this would be the way to time, right?
I said that...
What did you say, Lorelai? What did you say?
We don't know where this place is.
Mm-hmm.
The only person who does is that man.
Why don't we decide after we send
this
guy?
Let's send him, yeah.
Let's do it now.
Libby?
Okay.
Be careful.
They already think he's a crazy old man.
But don't tell him who you are. Don't say love, Libby.
Okay.
Says love wild.
Before you...
Don't get an idea.
Before you were taken, I heard your message. I'm a friend who wishes to assist the old gods. How can I find them and help?
I can't talk. They're watching me. They're right next to me.
He says he can't talk right now. They're right next to him.
So message him in a few hours.
Okay.
It'll take us that long to get to the pools anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll message him in a few hours.
I would just like to say, as we're going, Lyle wipes the makeup off his face.
Okay.
I just don't want to,
you don't
be
want to
an
look old.
I don't want to be an old man anymore. I like that Lyle's hot.
Okay.
But
not as hot as your cousin.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah, your cousin's pretty fine.
Did you say that? Oh
my god. No.
Oh wait, did you tell
Lyle
that he's definitely related to that guy?
Without issue. I told him it's fast track this.
Oh my god.
Wait,
what? Noren's like, so roleplay for the next hour, guys. Your trip to the springs.
Well, I was just asking if we got to the pools. Is there anything without
issue? Yeah,
she's like,
can we fast track this? Can you tell us what we
need? Well, I don't want to, like, sit here and be like, yep, we're riding. Oh, guess what? 10 minutes later, still riding. Like, that's all we're going to do.
Noren's face right
now. Why am I shocked? They do this on Critical Role all the time.
Well, if they do it on Critical Role.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Noren, what happens next? Dear.
Yeah, Noren.
So it takes about, like...
Ave falls off her horse's back.
Like 4 or 5 hours to get there.
Well, we get there.
By the time you arrive, probably left around noon after the shopping, so it's about evening time by the time you arrive. But you do make it to the pools of Serenity.
Miss Gregor. Gregoris.
Golgaris. Jesus.
Don't think Golgaris will be here.
Yeah, it's just you guys when you arrive.
Hey, Libby, why don't you send that guy again?
Okay.
Yo.
It is...
Me again.
Me again. tell us how to find... Tell me how to find the old gods. I want to help return them to power. How do I find?
The response is...
You've got to be...
Sounds like they gagged him.
Fucking piece of shit.
This is just more and more sounding like a bad idea.
I still think it would be worth it to at least go and look, especially if it's not going to cost us anything. It's not going to cost us any additional time.
Yeah.
Like, even if we just look for a couple days at most, I think it's still worth it. I have locate creature. It only works within 1,000 feet, but if we're moving fast, we can cover a lot of area. And I also have a spell that will tell me if other planes of existence are influencing this one, so like areas in which we would be able to travel through to get two different planes. I have a spell that can locate those as well.
What were you gonna say?
I don't know what it is, but
were you gonna say something?
Well, would it be possible for one of you to contact your god and ask if they know?
What do you mean? Like, how do you want?
I don't know. I don't understand this religion thing.
Okay, I'm going to cast commune. 25% chance that it won't work. But I will do it.
Like, I'm just saying maybe they'll know where to find them.
Second.
Casey, you get about... setting up the incense and
mm-hmm.
the candles.
There's a 25% chance for each casting effort that you
I'm
no
kind of keeping watch.
So, yeah, I might not get an answer. First question, are the ascended in... What's the forest name?
The Wujira forest.
What? Wushi?
Not even close.
That's what it looks like on the paper.
The Wushiro forest.
Wushiro?
Wushiro.
Wushi? That's what it looks like on the paper to me.
Of Fingerhold fame?
Wushiro.
Are they ascended in the Wushiro forest?
The sea... displayed to you in the smoke of the incense is not calm, but it is not.
Maybe
you should have been more specific. Are they underneath the forest? In some type of way.
Is the way to get to the ascended in the Wushiro forest?
The sea calms. And becomes still.
Would, in your opinion, Vahari, yes or no, would the Ascendant help us? Does he think they will or does he think they won't?
Hey,
I can ask any question.
To say.
Why didn't you ask if they were to find them?
Why did you ask what plane they're on?
They have to be yes
or
no questions, I guess.
I can only ask yes or no. I can't. So I would have to name every plane.
Or you can say, are they on a different plane?
Well, he gave us the
name
of the plane.
Yes,
didn't?
No.
No. Nemo said
okay.
That the mechanical
it is
things were
that in between
states. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Like they would maybe need convincing.
It's unclear.
Okay. Well, I'm not surprised. Yeah.
It says if the answer to a question pertains to knowledge that lies beyond his knowledge.
Mm-hmm. That's why I asked his opinion.
Like,
well, that's why I asked for his opinion.
And he's like, maybe. I don't know.
You do.
I'm going to use divine intervention. Annotatus!
Please
get
Lord.
Us
I can
to
cast again, but now there's a 50% chance.
Annotatus, can... I don't even know how I'd ask this. Ask an action request. Yeah. Can you get...
Do you not have divination anymore? Did you not?
I got rid of divination because I got commune.
You can commune and be like, are they on this plane and all that.
That's true. Take us to the ascended plane.
The ascended
plane
is Kangali.
25.
We're back in Iowa.
No.
Noren's eye, bro.
They're not. He's Bahari said that they they're not on the plane. The way to get there is on this plane.
Okay. I can cast commune too.
How long do you think it will take us to travel with Golgaris's group?
From the pools to the capital?
Yeah. Warren? Wouldn't I know how far it is, approximately?
I mean, yeah, you'd know the
30 feet
approximate distance, but, I mean, traveling with a group that size is obviously slower.
How far is it, approximately?
A group of your size?
Like 40-ish people.
Right, a group of your size could make it there in like a week and a half.
That's enough time to go to a different plane.
With Golgaris, it would probably add, probably take it to a full 2 weeks.
We're going to have to send Lorelai back.
Yeah, I mean, it would be faster to gaseous form everyone over there than
I don't think we can. I don't think we can deal with 40 people.
Not at once, but if I can cast it, theoretically, once every long rest, it takes me 4 hours to long. How long would it take a gaseous form person to go from the pools to the capital?
How many people can you gaseous
from? I think 10 at one time.
So we could do
But
20.
If I did a couple of trips, it would still be faster than a whole 2 weeks.
Probably 4 or 5 days.
4 or 5 days. Well, it would take the same amount of time.
But if we send them ahead and then just catch up with them later, I mean, 2 weeks, that's enough time for us to go find.
If I had to do it, if I can do 10 people at once, I'd have to do it 4 times to get everybody
there.
No,
we have a genie, so we could use a genie.
Yeah. So I would do it twice and he would do it twice, right?
I mean, genie's only around for half.
Yeah.
So
but
if
the
he casts
the
spell, it lasts 8 hours, right?
And he can cast it like 3 times, right? He can cast it more than once, I think he said.
There are certain spells.
So if he casts it on...
Gaseous form is once a day.
Oh.
And so, yeah. He can cast Wind Walk 3 times a day.
Oh, which is
That's
what we want.
What we're talking about.
Okay.
Wind
you were saying gaseous form.
I said wrong spelling. My apologies.
Yeah.
But Wind Walk is the one where you turn into a gaseous.
Yeah, so
form.
He can cast that 3 times. So that's
so
up to 10 people. So he could take 30
could
people
take
in a day, and you could just take the next and be there in a day.
I could do
two.
Us.
But if we can do that, then I still think send them on ahead. We take a couple days to figure this thing out, and then just come back. And then if it's a bust, we in a day get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
max
so
3 or 4 days.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna commune. I'm just gonna pretend like I'm just gonna. I'm gonna dance for a second.
Okay.
Use the holy water. Hold it out. Sit down. Anatolius, hear me. And answer my questions, please. Answer at least your husband's questions.
No
so, when you told me we had to be careful about how we proceeded forward, does going to find the Ascended increase our odds of doing this correctly? The answer is the DM does not want to make your decision for you.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what it is all the time.
So you see like the flame of a candle and it begins to
kind of flicker in and out. Like someone's blowing on it, but it's not quite extinguishing.
Yeah. Unclear.
Guys, he says yeah. I'm gonna go back. I have two more questions. Do we have access to their plane, unlike the plane of the gods?
The flame burns bright.
Okay. Last question. Anyone have any suggestions?
Is Rax using the flesh to keep himself alive?
Is Rax using the flesh to keep himself alive?
The flame burns bright.
Yes.
And solid.
So Anathias did say it would be beneficial for us to...
He said maybe, but I got the strong inclination that he thought it was a good idea.
Okay. But he said maybe. Don't
he
lie.
Said,
I couldn't lie. And I didn't. So don't lie.
No, I think like he said
Libby,
maybe.
We're on
think...
thin ice right now. Do you want to go crashing through the ice?
Listen, I genuinely think that Anatatus took a while to answer, and I think it's because, even though he said maybe, it's because he would want us to do it.
I still... Do you guys know what I think? Doesn't matter.
We can wait for... I mean, it is great... Galgaros's men that will be put in danger depending on what action we take. So I guess we can ask him his opinion. And maybe he can be our tiebreaker.
Lorelai, what are you thinking?
AKA Norrin.
I am here to aid in your mission, whatever that might be.
But you're a military woman. I mean, you must have had experience with making tough decisions like this before.
As a general, do you think it would be best for us to push forward or to spend time searching for aid somewhere else?
I mean, the reason that I was sent to Iskangali was to secure aid for the Kalan Empire. My mission here is to get help.
And he ascended with help.
They wouldn't help the Empire, and we don't know if they would help us.
I also have some experience, and I feel like it's always best if you can better your odds.
Let's just wait for Golgaros to get here.
If we knew the exact location, then I would not hesitate to say that we should go and attempt to find these people. But if going to find them means wandering around this forest with no guidance, then with the information we have, I can't give a solid answer.
So we just need the old man.
I was going to say, why don't we just kidnap the old man? Because here's the thing, regardless, this is probably going to take longer than a week and he's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
If we
windwalk, we can be there in 4 to 5 days.
45.
What if I conjure my genie?
Oh,
45. It took us, 4 hours to get here?
To get to
if
the
If I conjure
capital.
My genie and he windwalks back and breaks him out and brings him here, that would take even
he
less.
He disappears in an hour, though.
Yeah, he could probably do that in less than an hour. I mean, windwalk is fast.
If he windwalks, he can get there in...
Back in an hour?
I don't know about back, but...
I... could win walk all of us there, and then I don't want to go back there. I think that's very suspicious. But if we just like pop in there, pull out the genie and then come back.
Or even just get closer.
Yeah, just get closer. Then we can send the genie to do all of the dangerous work. And the spell lasts for 8 hours. And if we just concentrate for a minute, we can switch between the mist form and our human form. So if we go there and Libby transforms us into a human, pulls out his genie, and then we immediately come back.
Right. That's what he wants to do.
One grunt for yes, two grunts for no. You can take us to the Ascended.
What?
What
are you asking?
I'm asking the old man.
So he's saying, like,
oh,
could, if we got you out, could you take
yes.
us?
Okay.
One grunt for yes, two for no?
Yeah. The old man says he can take us to the Ascended.
He's
he knows
probably lying because he's about to fucking die.
Well,
he
if you two
lying.
Had gone with us to help get him out of this mess, maybe he'd be with us and we wouldn't be confused.
And worst case scenario, we save an old man from dying because of his religious beliefs.
Yeah.
Even if he is lying. And I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Well, you
here.
Guys can go. Do
me
that.
And
Ave
can do this
here
in an hour.
For Belgaros.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll wait
you,
with
you guys
Adrian.
Can stay, and we'll go.
Okay, and we can do this in like less than an hour.
Well,
why
would you
days.
Like to stay or come?
I suppose wherever you think I'll be the most help.
Maybe you
I don't think either side is really going.
My genie can cast invisibility on us, so we can literally be invisible, wind walk. They both last 8 hours. Get in there and get the old
concentration,
man
out. Jake.
I don't believe that Windwalk is concentration.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Lorelai, why don't you stay here just in case you're needed here? Is that okay?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, theoretically, neither side is going to be in any danger. We're just going to pop
yeah.
in and out. You guys are just going to wait here. Hopefully, you're not needed.
And they can always send to us, and we can be
yeah.
back.
Daedrin, you can send to us if something goes wrong. Then we can send to you guys if something goes wrong. We'll figure it out.
All right, let's go.
Okay. We're splitting up. So you're woodwalking us there? Or
yes, I can
okay.
do that.
I'll summon my genie when we get to the town.
Yes.
Let's
wait to summon him.
Okay.
Okay.
And we'll cast it on me and Alina and Libby.
I'm actively watching.
Well, I'm gonna kiss Lorelai goodbye first.
Sure. She will
kiss just so you know, there's no like, just so she knows, there's no like hard feelings about any disagreement
okay.
that may have transpired during
yeah.
that.
Okay, so Ave, you cast Windwalk
mm-hmm.
on yourself and Libby and Elena.
Yes.
The three of you lose your physical forms, transforming into the clouds. And where are you headed?
We're going. Back to the town we were just in.
Why don't
yeah.
we kind of stop like, a little outside?
Yeah, that? That's what I was going to do. We'll just like descend like right on the outskirts and maybe pop back into our human forms.
Okay.
So that we can get the genie out.
Okay. Then I'm going to summon Daryl.
Daryl!
I believe in genie! I do know genie! Daryl. Okay, remember you did this really well last time, so we're doing the same thing. I need you to sneak. So what you're going to do is you're going to cast invisibility on yourself, okay? You're going to go in there. There's an old man who is prisoner. He is gagged. And what you're going to do is, while you're invisible, you are going to cast Windwalk on you and him and bring him here. You can whisper to him if you're invisible or whatever so he knows what's going on. And then when you're here, we are all going to, hopefully we can explain things to him. Tell him, worst case scenario, if he Windwalks here, and he sees us, but something goes wrong, we will also windwalk, and he will just follow our wisp of clouds. But worst case scenario, he needs to end up at the
Pools of Serenity.
Pools of Serenity.
Also, maybe describe what he looks like a little bit.
And I will do that.
I just want to say that Daedrin is writing all of her adventures down. She's just taking this time to catch up in her book.
All right, I believe that's doable.
Okay.
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 So he first step is him windwalking himself.
First step is him. So he's going to do invisibility and concentrate on that for an hour. And he just can't cast another concentration spell, I think.
Okay.
Right? That's the rule.
So he's going to turn
invisible.
Yeah.
And
then he is going
to
cast Wind Walk, which is, it takes a minute, but it's not concentration.
On himself and the old man.
Yeah.
I think invisibility ends if you cast a spell.
Does it?
Yeah,
because it's concentration.
Okay, then he can just Wind Walk there.
Well, not necessarily because it's concentration, because it specifies if you cast a spell.
Right.
The
well,
spell
yeah,
ends for target that attacks or casts a spell. Yeah, so he'll just Wind Walk
but
there.
But he can't
then.
Wind Walk there because then he can't.
Unless
he
it's
recast
greater
it.
Invisibility.
Right? He'd have to recast it to cast
it. He can
it on
cast Wind Walk 3 times a day.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
he
it's,
can cast Wind Walk.
So he can cast it on himself, get
once
in, cast
in.
It on
okay.
the guy, and then lead the guy back out
okay.
to us. And ours will still last.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah. Let's do that.
So he'll Wind Walk.
Stealthily.
Yeah, so he'll Wind Walk stealthily there. Transform back. Transform him and the man. Oh, he'll cast Wind Walk again on him and the man, which will take like a minute.
Use your best judgment, but the goal is to not be seen by anybody and to get the old man out here to us.
If there's anyone by the old man, you're here for an hour. Try and wait until he's alone before you, like, reveal yourself to him.
He's...
So.
He'll figure it out.
Okay. So, the genie disappears from you guys. Heads off. About 20 minutes goes by, and you begin to hear commotion from within the city.
Should we just Wind Walk back? I mean, I
well,
told him where
we don't
to go.
Know what the we don't know what the commotion is.
Come
what
on,
does it sound
on,
like?
It
is it fighting? Is it screaming? Like, what's happening?
This sounds like people are shouting some kind of loud like protest being formed. And then you hear the sound of like a slam. And you see from where you are, not super far away, probably like less than a mile away from this village of Sunai, you see one of the buildings kind of like collapse a little bit inwards, and you start to hear blades being drawn and fighting break out.
Elena, can you cast Pass Without a Trace on us?
Yes.
Oh my god, what is happening? Elena, you
yes.
cast Pass Without a Trace on us. We'll turn into our gaseous forms and we'll stealthily just go look at what's happening above the city, away from any danger, quietly. Hopefully nobody will notice, like, little clouds.
Okay, I cast it on us.
Okay.
And then, shit. But is that a concentration?
Yeah, but I'm not concentrating on
it. I know, but you have to concentrate to get back into your mist form. It says you have to concentrate to do that.
Is it, so I can't cast it on us?
You can, but as soon as you concentrate to become into your mist form, you'll
lose. I don't think that's what that means.
It says you're using concentration.
So I shouldn't do that?
Right.
Okay.
Well, then let's just go in as mist form.
Well, and the thing is, if we're in mist form, nothing can hurt us unless it's a magical weapon.
Okay, and people will be distracted.
We'll just be stealthily.
Okay,
okay,
stay together.
Okay, let's go.
As mist forms?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys solidify, make your way over to Sunhai, and you see what looks to be just the average people of Sunhai, farmers with like bare bones weapons, like wooden clubs and stuff, smacking guards, and then you see like the constructs coming and just like decimating these villagers.
Oh god, this
hey.
Is your fault. You wanted to fight.
And then it just cut to us, me and Lyle. Hey Lyle, do you think this is gonna go terribly wrong?
No.
Really? Like, we're gonna be fine. I don't think that's what she's doing.
Back to us. Guys, oh, we can't
we
talk.
We haven't done anything yet. We haven't done anything yet.
We can't talk.
We can't even
you?
Talk, I know. That's all
so
we
see that happening?
Yes, you see a very one-sided battle occurring.
And
how many
because
four, seven, ten.
Because I'm like watching, can I see Daryl and the old man
would be
in
form.
Their mist form? Yeah, but I'm watching for them.
Make a perception check.
22.
They are nowhere to be seen.
I don't see them. Okay. I'm gonna go back to, like, outside of town. Like, while watching them, making sure they're coming with. Go back to where we were, like, outside of town, and then go back into the
Okay, same.
So we can discuss about what we've just seen.
So this sucks, but I don't know that there's anything we can do about it right now.
Those things look really tough. How many were in the city again?
Engaged here, you see the one, like, with the corpses on it, and then two of the, like, more humanoid ones.
Did we see, like, why the villagers were revolted? Were they screaming something, like, I don't know, like, for the old gods or something?
Yeah, it seems to be motivated by the capture of the old man.
Okay. Libby, do you think that you can send to Daryl and just get, like, an update?
Get ETA?
Yeah, what's going on?
Daryl, what is happening?
Waiting for a good time. They've increased security down here because of whatever's happening on the surface. Not sure we can get out in time.
God. Nora really doesn't want this old man to talk to us.
Okay, what happens if Daryl dies?
Like, can we bring him back? Do they like, stop fighting?
Does he just revert back to the ring?
If
or
he
does
goes,
he die, die?
If he goes down to
if
zero,
he die,
points,
dies,
I
he
think
dies.
He dies.
If he goes down to zero, he dies.
Yeah.
Should he risk it? Risk it for the biscuit?
Like, risk what?
Like, just take him. Just...
Oh, God. What else can Daryl cast besides when walking?
I mean, he's pretty powerful. It depends on if there are these big things.
Can we tell
him
that he should risk it and take him, and if it goes wrong, he should...
How's he gonna take it?
...run away? Like, recast Windwalk on there.
He has to, like... get out of Windwalk, and then it takes him a minute to get back into it.
Daryl, risk it for the biscuit.
Oh my god!
If you start to get too low, leave. Abandon. But try.
Oh, please grab it!
But try. So.
Just fucking grab it, man. Oh my god. Libby, I don't think Elena or I asked you to do that.
I know, I was just trying to, like,
no, I
just have strategized.
You think that is the answer?
Daryl, don't die!
Oh my god.
Yeah, go
he
for
hasn't
it.
Even told us about that plane yet.
We need Daryl.
Daryl's the most important member of the Revenger.
He really kind of is.
Well, if he dies, it's on Libby, because Elena and I were not down for that.
I know,
we hadn't agreed on
just
anything.
Trying to...
generate ideas. Okay, so.
Okay.
That's great.
I guess, could he, like, revert, pick him up, fly away, and then once he gets away, like.
Well, that's
true. I guess that's true. We told him to use his best judgment.
Yeah, so I feel like he would
so
know.
He feels like
I
that
have
would
his
be safer.
Stats. Can I pretend to be Daryl?
Oh my god.
I feel
like, though, if we get this old man, and if he tells us, and we get the Ascended, this will have been
fine. Yeah, it will.
If we get
what if we
little,
get him, and he's like, oh, I lied.
Then we kill him.
We eat him off the cliffs of this Kongali.
Bye!
Then we saved an old man who's a liar, but probably doesn't deserve to die.
So, after you issue that... order, Libby.
And the fighting is not our fault, because that's
I told
true.
Him if it starts to go wrong, to leave, like, abandon, like, just vanish.
Yeah. Like, if there's no way he can get the old man out without Daryl dying himself.
Yeah, I told him to just
to
disappear.
Daryl's smart. He can handle this.
Can he?
Yes.
I'm hoping so.
Daedrin, Lyle, and Lorelai, you are waiting at the Pools of Serenity for Gul'garos and his men to appear.
I'm actively keeping watch, like, the entire time.
Make a perception check for
me. Oh, God. I'm not keeping watch. I'm journaling. That's good.
Yeah.
19.
You hear this, like, low rumbling noise. It's a sound that you've heard before. It sounds like growling.
I grab Phaedron and Lorelai and I pull them down behind the bushes.
It sounds like...
Is it not the one?
That would be ideal.
Is it not the one?
Four, maybe five creatures.
Do I recognize the growling sound?
Make a nature check.
You should make it. With advantage? Because she's in the forest?
I think she gets to double...
Oh,
your proficiency.
I'm not proficient in it though, so I don't think I have anything besides my thing.
Why are you not proficient in nature?
Because I chose other things to be fucking proficient in. I'm sorry.
Okay,
14.
14? You can't place exactly what creature it is, but it sounds either like some kind of like large mammal, or maybe it's a bird.
Can I look sneakily?
Make a perception check.
8.
There's nothing at the moment.
I'm going to cast Speak with Animals.
Okay.
And I'm gonna try and like, do I understand what they're saying?
Read the stuff.
You gain the ability to comprehend and verbally communicate with beasts for the duration. The knowledge and awareness of many beasts is limited by their intelligence, but at minimum, beasts can give you information about nearby locations and monsters, including whatever they can perceive or have perceived in the past.
Okay, right. So, you hear four voices of these beasts. You can make out kind of what they're saying. And it's along the lines of like, they're here. They're around here. Food. We will eat them.
Are there trees around?
A few.
Climb the fucking trees. Climb the trees now. Get in the fucking tree.
I'll climb a tree.
Yeah, I'm climbing up a fucking tree after I make sure the other two have gotten up safely.
What?
Climb the tree.
I'm climbing.
I at least laid on to climb the trees.
Okay. Oh my god, you guys are gonna fight without us?
I mean, we could jump into the village.
That's stupid as fuck.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know where we are.
Oh my god, if Laura like dies, I'm gonna kill both of you. Are they all the same tree?
We're all right next to each other.
They're next to each other at the moment, but
there's another tree across the way.
What's the plan?
Climb the trees and I'm gonna like push Daedrin towards the further tree.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And say climb it, and then I'm gonna climb the tree next to me, hoping that Laura like, follows.
Okay. She'll follow, guys. Go ahead and make athletics checks.
Oh, I'm pretty good at athletics. Alright. 13?
13 also.
Okay. Lorelai got 8 plus 9.
That's way more than 15. It's 17. 17? Wait,
19?
No,
17. 17. Regardless, all three of you managed to scale your respective trees. And then around you, you see four creatures emerge from higher up the hills and the surrounding tree line. They look to be large, bear-like creatures. However, their feet seem to be like hooked talons instead of bear claws. And the fur around their faces is almost feather-like in appearance.
Oh.
Their face resembling that of a bird. Four owlbears emerge.
Send. Tell them we need help.
Okay.
Two of them larger than the others because of the miniature selection that I have.
Okay.
I will cast sending to Elena. I'll say, we are surrounded by bears with owl faces.
Help.
I think we might need some help.
We're not in our mist form, right?
No, we were humans last, because we just told Daryl to, like, just get the kind
of
yeah.
So,
God,
what
is
that? She sent it to me.
This is the city.
Oh.
Yeah,
so, guys, this is what Daedrin said. She said that they're surrounded by bears with owl faces. So, I'm assuming she meant owl bears.
She's not seen one before. They don't live in the ocean. That's true.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I know what they
assuming.
Are. I'm not saying we should just, you know, go back. I'm just saying.
Well, we did
that's
what's going
to happen.
Well, but also we need to wait for... Should one of us wait here for...
I can wait.
I think... Well, how many time has passed since we summoned the genie?
Total about... 30 minutes.
Daryl, no!
And can, theoretically, if he were to get out right now, can they wind walk to the Pools of Serenity in 30 minutes?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
like
the old man will last for 8 hours. His wind walk will last for 8 hours.
Okay. Tell the genie to tell the old man to go to the Pools of Serenity.
I did tell him.
Okay, then let's go back.
At this moment...
Do you think we'll make it back in time?
You just come back and we're all dead.
Regardless, I don't want to just leave them.
At this moment, you guys see Daryl come blasting out.
Daryl!
Yeah,
holding a dead body.
We want to fight.
Yeah, clearly.
I do want to fight.
Daryl comes blasting out of like the barracks next to the gate with an old man in his arms. He looks haggard. He's got arrows coming out of his back.
Oh.
And he's got the old man. And as he bursts out, the constructs turn and they see him.
They're not fast enough though, right? He can fly.
Daryl can
fly.
They just...
And the guards go and they train their...
Is he within 120 feet of me?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, I know it's not a lot, but I'll cast Fall of the Summer.
I will also...
I thought you were going to be like healing word or something.
Okay, I don't have any healing spells.
Fall of the Summer.
How far is it from us?
120. This is
he's
all I got,
like
guys.
70 feet from me.
Okay.
3 points.
Oh my God.
Wait, and he gains 1 time.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I'm doing my
so
fucking
he
best, guys.
Haggard.
Are these villagers?
No, these are guards.
Oh, okay.
The army's in good shape. That's good to know.
Can I cast something?
Let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Am I rolling for no, he goes on my
damn turn. It. That was really bad.
It's really good.
Let's just snipe these bears out of the trees.
Because they won't climb the trees.
Elena, tell Daedrin to keep us updated.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to respond.
Does the response go away after a while?
Well, I mean, a lot happened at once that we were talking about. She probably could have responded.
Can I respond?
Yeah.
Daryl is coming. We gotta wait just a minute.
And then it'll take him like an hour to get
keep
here.
Keep us updated.
We'll try to be right there. Keep us updated.
Lyle.
I'm trying to whisper this so the bears don't hear us. Lyle,
they're
going to be a
They're turning down our invitation.
Because Daryl's in trouble.
Oh, man.
We can't lose Daryl!
No, seriously, remember, I told him if it looks bad, he's supposed to just vanish.
Okay, what did you two get?
15.
Just plane shifts.
Yeah. Well, he can just
with
get back into my
man.
Range.
He just plane shifts.
He takes a. He's like, so old man, I will be back.
The old man is like, I did not.
He just like drops the old man. He's like, I'm going back in my ring.
The old man is like, shit.
Old man just falls.
Okay, and then for you three, what did you
Oh, wait,
do?
I do have healing word.
Great job, Elena, coming in clutch.
15.
3 points of healing.
4! He gets a temporary hit point.
Oh, he gets 4 points of healing.
Yeah. Hey, it's healing word is only a D4, okay? I mean, I guess I could cast it at second level. You guys are bad at magic.
I know, I was just talking to Nora the other day. I was like, Elena never casts stuff.
Because if she does, it's like 3 points. She's like, no, remember that one time you're like, so white, face up, and you have the fire, and you're like, and they get 1 point of damage, but they're resistant, so it's 0.
Elena's not great at magic, but she's good at other stuff.
Oh,
like, really
God.
Good at other stuff.
Throwing good berries.
So, what did you get roll for initiative?
30, 20.
5.
18.
15.
Okay, I just need you three.
Oh,
5.
18.
15.
18.
15. 15, 5.
Oh.
She's a little distracted casting balls.
This will help.
Daryl, hang on, I've got you.
You're like, I felt that was good. Like, I felt like I got it. No, good.
As a magic user, you're like, guys, I think that's my best magic I've used in like.
I think he's good now.
I only heal like 2 points. So.
Guys, do you think that helped? He's like bleeding profusely, like chugging his
he
skin.
He starts bleeding more after she casts
it. No, she casts it.
Like, kind of scratch, kind of scab.
No, it's like she casts it, like one of his wounds like seals, but then just reopens.
It's like immediately.
She's like, oh.
Leave me alone.
You did really good. I was impressed.
She has that. Libby, who heals, is looking at you
every
like,
every little bit helps.
So we're going to start over in the forest.
God, yeah.
Lyle, you are up first.
That was so good. I have no regrets about anything. Are these? Sorry.
You'll need a glass
one. Sorry, I'm getting in the way. Are these within a 60-foot cone?
Is
it? I think they are, but I don't trust my math.
Yes, they are.
Use your bow.
I am going to prepare Conjure Garage, and then I am going to hold that action until
he just dies because it's
been exhausted, basically.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like, if they make a move towards us,
yes.
That's when I'm releasing.
Okay.
Like, immediately.
Understood.
Glad that we decided to do this. You guys, like, split us, like, everything.
You never split the party.
This is a great idea, guys.
That's why Nora was like, are you sure you don't want Lola to go?
Yeah, oh my
okay. So you're holding Conjure Mirage. The owlbears have indeed noticed you.
Okay.
And are going to move in your direction.
Okay,
as they do, yeah.
I see them moving in my direction. They make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. There is 18. 8. And 14.
14 is my save.
Okay, so two of them save, and then the one in the middle fails.
Jesus. So 10 points of damage to the middle one, and then 5 points of damage to the others.
Okay. Awesome. So as they begin kind of enclosing on the tree that you are in, you pull this arrow back from your bow, let it go, and it splits into a million different arrows, peppering the bodies of these owlbears.
And then I am going to flip out of the tree.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Lyle!
Okay, you can't do that this turn.
I can't? Okay,
no.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
He was like, listen, I'm going to be creative as fuck. I rode a dragon. There's no reason why I can't flip out of a tree.
Okay.
I forgot it wasn't my turn. I was really smart.
Okay, so an owlbear with the size of large, standing up on two legs.
Did we establish how high they were in the tree?
We did not.
Okay. Climb high.
Everyone, roll a d10 if you're in the tree.
That's a lot of guys. Seven.
And Lorelai got 8, so that's how many feet up you guys are.
Well, that's not very much at all.
They didn't have a lot of time.
I'm just surprised. I wasn't questioning you. I was just surprised.
So I'd say they can probably on 2 feet reach you, but I'll have them, if while you're in the tree, at disadvantage because they're trying to get through the branches at you. So, Lyle, the first one's going to come with his claws at you. One was a natural 20, but it's disadvantage because they're attacking through the branches of the tree. So that's going to be 12 to hit. As he comes and swipes at you, he gets like caught on the branches and can't get through. He's gonna try and snap at your heels. Wow, again, another natural 20, but at disadvantage, so it's gonna be 19 instead. That's gonna be 15 piercing damage as he bites into your heel. Daedrin, the owlbear near you, is going to try and attack. It's going to be a 17.
Barely hits.
Okay, so a 17 with his claws comes up and strikes you. That's going to be 20 points of slashing damage as he catches you with his claws. And then with his beak, it's going to be a 9 to hit. After he gets you just along your calf with his claws, he comes up and tries to snap, but he can't quite reach. The other owlbear is going to attack Lorelai. It's going to be an 11 to hit, which will miss. And then a 18 to hit, which also misses. They just, the claws and the beak just can't penetrate Lorelai's armor.
Thank God.
And then the fourth bear can't reach anyone yet. Doesn't have the reach on them. Daedrin, it's your turn.
So, I'm going to cast Call Lightning at fourth level.
Okay.
If I cast it on this one, will it also hit that one? Because it's within 5 feet.
Yeah, their squares are within 5 feet, so yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to cast it on that one. So it needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Natural 20.
It saves. The other one has to make a saving throw as well.
9.
That one fails.
Natural 20. What the fuck is that shit?
I know, that
three
was like
of
3
them.
Of them.
Damn.
Warren was like, oh, you guys want to fight? Okay.
He's getting back into being sassy earlier.
I'm
never sexy.
Never.
I'm going to use my destructive wrath, and it, so it's going to be 40 points of lightning damage.
Okay, so how many... Because it's how many d8s total?
What?
What's the damage, like the total dice that you're rolling for this?
I don't have to roll. It's just 40.
Right, but just... Because so at 4th level, it's how many dice would you roll?
4d10.
4d10, okay. So 40, so the one guy is going to, who got an after 20, is going to cut that into a quarter, so he's going to take 10 damage. And then the other guy got a 9, so he's going to take a full 40 damage. So as you call the lightning down from in the tree, it crashes down and seems to somehow just go like around the one that you were aiming for initially. But the lightning arcs off into the other one, the one that had tried to attack Lorelai, singeing his fur and feathers, leaving him very weak. It's Lorelai's turn. She is going to, from within the tree, swing her longsword down at the owlbear by her, which is also going to be a disadvantage because she's up in the tree.
Stay in the tree, then.
That's a 12, which just barely misses, and then she's going to attack the second time, which is going to be 11, which also misses. Both times she, like, hit one hand on the tree, her shield kind of in the way. She's swinging down, slashing and just inches away from the owlbear in front of her. Okay. Ave. Over in the city, you see all of the enemies, the cadaver collector, the two golems, and then a handful of guards turn and focus in on Daryl.
How long approximately did it take us to windwalk here from the Pool of Serenity?
About an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
45 minutes to now.
I'm going to cast Wall of Fire. And I'm going to separate them and Daryl.
Can Jamie fly from Daryl?
Yeah.
Fine.
Oh. But I don't want them to get any closer to him because he's hurt. So it's 120 foot distance, so it should be able to reach. I don't know how long it is. 60 feet long. And 20 feet high. If they get close to this side, they'll get hurt, but I'm just going to separate them. And then, that's it. Can I start concentrating on turning back into a mist form?
Yeah,
it takes a minute.
So that's like 6 rounds?
Oh, yeah.
6 rounds.
Cause it, well, hang on, each round is 6 seconds?
Yeah, so it'll take 10 rounds.
Yeah, 10 rounds.
But I'm gonna start.
Okay.
Because as soon as the genie gets away, we need to get away.
This is concentration.
Alright. Ave, after you, it is the bad guy's turn.
Oh, yikes.
The genie's stat block. You have it, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm also going.
Also, I think when we get back, we should just tell them it went smoothly.
Yeah,
let's
just be like,
guys, no issues at all.
We have to go back to the village at some point. It's burned to a crisp. It's down. We're like,
it wasn't like that when we were there.
He's currently at 120 hit points.
Oh,
okay. Oh, shit. Why did I waste my
time? That's like all
healing. Because it did so much.
Well, I mean, he probably would have been at 118, 19, something.
You added my balm on the summer class.
I did, yes.
Is it going through the wall?
Yes, it is.
What went through the wall?
Did you say 19 damage?
Yep. Fly away, Daryl, fly away.
Daryl, fly.
Let me do math. Okay. So, this is the one, the cadaver collector, the one with the corpses on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to walk up, march through the wall of fire, and as a bonus action, summon four specters.
Oh my god.
This is not good, guys. All these villagers are gonna die. Every single one. Every single villager
is
gonna die.
Can the specters fly? What?
I said every single villager is gonna die.
I thought you said they did die. I was like, oh.
You're like, god.
Just automatically, like.
So as a bonus action, he summons four specters. So that means I need to take that. I think it's like Magic the Gathering, they have summoning sickness when they...
Oh.
Question? No, I don't think that's how it works. They act right after the cadaver collector on the same initiative and fight until they're destroyed.
Can they fly?
You don't know?
Are they hovering?
I mean, yes, they're hovering. They're not walking to the ground.
I'm going to assume
they assumed they can fly. You can barely see them through the wall of fire, though.
Can you see them through the fire?
Okay.
What happens if I shoot fire through fire?
He's
it
going to
doubles the damage, actually.
Make his way to
yeah.
Daryl,
no,
and
no,
he's going to release gas in a 30-foot cone toward Daryl. Daryl has to make a Constitution saving throw.
Con?
Yes.
19.
19. He barely resists the paralyzing breath.
Oh, wait, hang on, I lied. 6, 7, 9. No, I didn't. Yeah, never mind. We're good.
Oh,
we're
my
good.
God.
Okay.
Don't play me like that, Jake.
I'm sorry.
19, final answer?
Wait, no. 9,
yeah.
11, 12. He,
yes.
22.
No.
Is it saving? No, it's Constitution. Never mind.
He's not proficient in Constitution.
I'm so
though.
Confused.
So you just add his Constitution.
Six,
so yes.
Nine. Yeah, 19.
19.
Okay.
Okay.
Barely.
He resists the paralyzing breath.
Okay, sorry.
It's the Spectre's turn now.
How rude.
What are you gonna shoot through the wall?
Fire
the Spectre. The Spectres are going to.
Cool.
Use their life drain.
Okay.
You have a boat.
First is going to be a 14 to hit.
It would incinerate it.
How about a natural 20?
Yeah.
Yes.
Regular objects can't like pass through, so a normal arrow would be able to pass through.
Also,
plus,
I don't,
you don't
want
to like, reveal
make...
our position.
Yeah, I also don't want to make
24
it
necrotic
enemy.
Damage.
Yeah.
I don't think it would kill it.
Yeah.
And then make a Constitution saving throw.
Natural 20.
Yes.
Okay, so his hit points are not reduced.
Oh, thank God.
How about a 15 to hit?
No.
How about a 19 to hit?
Yes.
So that's going to be 7 more necrotic damage, and then make another Constitution saving throw.
Okay,
so he also resists that.
Five,
If they end their turn within 5 feet or 10 feet of it, they get to take the damage also.
Okay.
Is that both of them?
Uh huh.
Do you want me to roll two different sets or the one set for both of them?
The one for both.
Okay. 10, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
21?
Yeah.
Okay. So these golems are going to attempt to slow Daryl.
Oh my god, this is so bad.
So he has to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Do I have to roll twice or?
Yeah.
Twelve and 23.
Okay, so he resists the first one, but then the slowing energy from the second one slows him. He cannot use reactions, his speed is halved, and he can't make more than one attack on his turn. In addition, he can take either an action or a bonus action, not both.
Okay.
So he could dash and go his normal movement.
He could go his normal movement if he dash, yes.
Yeah.
And that would be his action. And then the guards.
When is Daryl going? Did he roll really bad on his?
He goes.
Oh, he goes after Jake.
No, all
yeah,
the bad guys.
Goes at the end of Libby's turn. The guards are going to shoot some bows at him.
The arrows incinerate. They can't go through the wall fire.
Awesome! As they fire their arrows.
Idiots.
I'll double check.
Try to shoot a wooden stick through fire.
I guess it doesn't say anything about... That might be a different spell. It doesn't say anything about arrows being able to go through, but I know that you told Courtney that she can't shoot through it before with normal arrows. In the fight where we were trying to save Diana, I conjured the wall and she tried to shoot through it and he told her she couldn't because it didn't make sense.
Okay. Yeah, I'd buy that. That makes sense that an arrow couldn't pass through a wall of fire. Arc over with disadvantage, though.
Okay. You're the DM.
That sounds reasonable, right?
Yeah.
There's an 11. A 5. An 8. A 14.
Oh, sorry, what were you saying? A 5,
none
8,
of
these, and,
none
yeah,
of
these
and a 7.
No.
So none of them hit. They all arc up in the air and then fall short, landing on the ground. None of their arrows seem to land. Libby, it's your turn. What would you like to do?
Okay. Daryl...
He goes. He'll go after you. So you do
yeah.
whatever Libby's gonna do first.
Okay. 5, 10, 15, 5, 10. Okay, so when I'm doing distance, it doesn't double. Like, that's just movement, right? When I'm moving, like, when I'm doing distance, it's just, like, 5 for each one?
For?
Like, when I'm doing, like, I'm trying to see how far away something is to cast something. Like, it's just, like,
to
5,
cast
10,
something,
15,
yeah, just
count
it regular.
20, 25, 30. Okay, hang on. Let's see.
What's the plan, Jake?
I I drop concentration. He's gone.
The genie?
Yeah.
You're just gonna kill the old man?
Like.
Do you have to?
Cause
concentrate on genie?
He's, yeah, if I drop concentration, he's gone. He's a concentration spell.
Okay.
Oh.
So
what?
I drop concentration.
You call genie back?
Already? We still have.
And the old man falls.
Daryl returns. The old man lands on the ground in front of.
Oh my god, this poor old man.
The golems and the specters.
Okay. Can he speak?
The old man?
Yeah, is his mouth uncovered?
Let me see.
Sorry you're gonna die, but real quick, could you just give us directions? And let everyone know where we're going.
I rolled to see he is still gagged.
Okay. I cast Sanctuary on myself. Oh my god.
What are you doing?
No, don't!
I don't. Yeah, I guess I'll just go back. 5, 10, 15. I don't know. Yeah, okay, that's it. I'm done.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Elena?
Bye.
Is it possible to shoot fire through fire?
Just leave!
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just take them all out, Ave.
I will just use Firebolt.
Does that like streak from you? Like will it show our position?
I mean, it's from Scorchlight, but...
Oh, so it will come from you. Okay. I know, I was just coming from...
I mean, I feel like we've all already kind of like given away that we're here.
I don't know, this wall of fire appeared in front of them.
Yeah, but they don't know where we're at. It just fucking appeared. It didn't, like, come from me.
I think it triggered a... Where the fuck?
Yeah.
We're behind the wall! I don't think they know. He hasn't looked at us. He was concentrating on the genie.
Okay, I'll just kind of peek around the wall.
Okay.
And shoot... The old man's right there.
No, that guy's supposed to be standing.
Oh.
Where's
the old man?
The old man is, like, in here in the middle of them.
This really turned to shit really fast.
Mercy kill him.
I know, I'm like, should I?
I would say no, but I can't say anything.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't know what they're going to do. Like, I just think they didn't want him to leave.
Do what
you're
going to do.
I don't know.
Just
don't
be aware.
Like, it's not worth it because we're not going to get him out. Okay. I guess I'll just turn around and start turning back into the cloud.
Okay. Lyle? back over in the forest, up in the tree.
Are those two within 10 feet of each other?
These ones?
No, the other ones.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to jump down from the tree.
Okay.
On the other side. Like, so I have, no. So I have a clear view of them. Does that make sense? Yeah.
There?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I am going to cast Lightning Arrow.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I can't remember how the spell works. Okay,
make the attack roll as well. So which one is the attack roll going towards?
Less hurt one.
Less hurt one?
Yeah,
kay.
That one. 22.
Yep, hits.
Sixteen points of damage to that one.
Okay.
And then
The other guy makes a dex save.
Yeah, he needs to make a dex save.
17.
He succeeds, but he still takes half damage. Also 5 points of damage to him.
He's looking pretty rough. He's been blasted by lightning quite a bit.
And then I am going to run. No, I'm just going to back up, like, backtrack. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right there.
Okay. Nice. Okay, it's the owlbear's turn. One of the owlbears is going to follow you, Lyle. He's going to attack you with his claws, which is going to be 16 to hit.
That does not hit.
Okay, and then he's going to try to bite you with his beak. And that's going to be less than that, 9 plus 7, 16.
No.
Oh, that's the same. That's how it
works. Math is hard.
Daedrin, the owlbear by you, is going to attack to claw at you. That's going to be 24 to hit.
That hits.
So that's going to be 9 points of slashing damage from the claws.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to try to bite you, and it's going to be 16 to hit.
Nope.
Okay, and then as he comes to bite you, you manage to get your armor in there, and he just can't quite pierce the armor. Okay, the other owlbear is going to come up to you, Lyle. Oof, natural 20.
Yeah.
25 points of slashing damage. With his claws, he comes down and just pierces through your dragon scale armor. And then with his beak, it's going to be 12. So after raking across your chest, blood just kind of seeping through your armor, he comes and snaps like inches away from your face with his beak. And then the fourth owlbear is going to attempt to get Lorelei. That's going to be an 11 to hit her with its claws, which she deflects with her shield. And then a natural 1 with the beak. Again, she just kind of like bangs her shield against it as it bites with its beak. Daedrin, it's your turn.
So I'm going to call down lightning again with my action, and I will do it on that guy again, and so get both of them.
Sure.
And I'll roll this time. Twenty-six points of lightning damage.
Cool. So I got a natural 1. On that one, and then a 14 on that one.
Both fail. Nice.
Yeah, and for the natural 1, it'll be doubled. So 26 and 26 is 52?
Yeah.
Yes, 52. That one is just annihilated. And then this guy had few hit points left to begin with. So two owlbears completely fried as the lightning strikes into them.
Like, all the damage that happened to them was lightning. That's pretty dope.
And then I'm going to climb down the tree.
Okay.
But can I climb so I'm not in their zone?
Yeah.
Climb, like, maybe here?
Sure.
And then how are you looking?
It's, like, not great, but I'm okay. Hey, I can take a few more hits.
Not quite bloodied.
Yeah, I'm fine.
So, that wasn't a spell. But it was an action. Because once you call it, you can continue to call it.
Okay, yeah. I buy it.
I mean, it's like Hunter's Mark, kind of, where you can shift it.
Yeah.
But it's not casting it again.
Yeah, I buy that.
I only have a touch spell.
So, it's fine. I'm not going to die, like, right now.
But I will use my bonus action Shield of Faith +2 to your AC.
Oh, nice. That's fucking dope.
That's a good one. What's the range on that?
Today, apparently. Hmm? Dope. That's my today.
Rad. Right on. Daedrin calls down lightning, fries two of the owlbears. As she's climbing down from the tree, points her trident at you, and this golden energy comes and is just kind of just surrounding you, you glowing with this like golden force field. Okay, it's Lorelai's turn. She's gonna run up behind that owlbear.
Probably.
She is going to attack with her long sword. It's gonna be 28 to hit.
Fuck him up.
She's going to pump a couple divine smites in there.
Yeah.
We're gonna put two layers of smite in it. So it's gonna be 3d8 that she's rolling. And then she's also going to use her unwavering mark on it as well. That's going to be 19 damage that she'll do to it. And the unwavering mark means that... So this creature is marked until the end of her next turn. While she's within 5 feet of it, the marked creature is disadvantaged on any attack roll that doesn't target her. If the marked creature deals damage to anyone else, she can make a special melee attack against it on her next turn as a bonus action, with advantage and 2 extra damage. So, this creature is now marked by her.
Nice. Which one is that again?
That one.
Okay.
The big bird. Okay. Ave.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna cast Transmute Rock, and that's not concentration, so I can continue to concentrate on turning into a mist, right?
Okay. If it's not concentration, then...
It's not. And also I'm gonna click it right. Okay, so... A lot happens.
What's the casting time?
An action.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what's the ground? Is the ground, like, rocky?
It's primarily dirt.
Okay, so you decide. It says non-magical rock of any kind, of any sort in the area becomes an equal volume of thick flowing mud. Would that, like, affect, like... Like, it has, like, it's a 40-foot cube. So this is rock of any sort, so I don't know if that includes, like, little dirt.
Is dirt rock?
I don't know.
It has rock in it.
Eva, you're in geology.
There's rock underneath the dirt.
I actually withdrew from that class.
Wait, what was the question?
Is dirt rock?
It says non-magical rock of any sort in the area.
I would say, as someone who took geology for a few weeks, that dirt is composed of, like,
sediment,
yeah,
which is small
which
rock.
Is
so up to your
there's
discretion.
There's like pebbles, you know, lots of pebbles and dirt. And if rock, I don't know, like if you disintegrate rock, like it turns into dirt.
Just, can I cast the spell and will it like affect what it says it affects in this particular area?
That's a tough one.
There's a rock building right next to you.
Yeah, it's, it won't be the same.
Do your water thing. Tidal wave the fuck out of mine.
Tidal's not that big.
So, soil can be made up of organic, animal, and plant material, inorganic grains of rock, components, and water.
Organic grains of rock. By that definition, I would say... Yeah, I guess so.
So, 40-foot cube, I want to do, like, 5. Give me this marker.
Oh my god.
Let's mark this.
She's so nice to you, and she's like, give me that.
Like,
5, 10,
15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 5, 10... 15,
20, 25, 30,
35, 40. Like this. Okay.
So what is
that to? Okay, well, I'll read it here in a sec. The ground in the spell's area becomes muddy enough that creatures can sink into it. Each foot that a creature moves through the mud costs 4 feet of movement.
Oh, wow.
So, that means that they can move 1/4 of their movement.
Right.
Okay.
Extra difficult terrain.
Yeah. And any creature on the ground when you cast the spell must make a strength saving throw.
Or what?
Or they become... On a failed save, a creature sinks into the mud and is restrained. And it can use its action to try to end the restraining condition by pulling itself free.
Okay.
And it also says that a creature must make the saving throw when it moves into the area on the first time or ends its turn there.
Okay.
So if they, like, get into it, they have to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll say that if... What it does is make things muddy, then it makes sense you could make dirt muddier.
Yeah, that's what it does. It
makes
it sense. Thick mud.
Yeah.
Like
that,
quick sandy.
That seems
kind of
logical
mud.
To me that
yeah.
you could turn dirt into
soil.
Me
too.
It makes sense.
We did read the definition
yeah.
of soil.
I
that's
think
D&D
it does
in its finest.
It's like if Magneto can pull metal out of your body, then we can like
yeah, and if Katara can bend the water in your blood, like...
Okay.
Alright.
I've already let you cast the spell.
I have to justify.
You, in its area, there were two guards and then the two golems.
Yeah.
They all failed.
Yes!
They're all restrained
yeah.
and have to use their action to try to pull themselves free.
I didn't roll higher than a 14.
Yep, that's right. They all failed.
So... The golems, each of them are, like, partway in it, so they're, like, they each have, like, one of their legs, like, sinking into the mud.
Sure.
And the two guards that are about, like, up to their knees at this point as they've begun to sink.
It doesn't do any damage, it just restrains.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to turn to my companions and tell them, we need to go, let's get somewhere safe, and turn into mist. And I'm gonna, I don't know, what direction, I don't know. Are there like trees around? Right, but are there like trees around?
Sparse. It's
that
mainly plains,
so,
it's not like a forest,
okay.
But there are the occasional tree.
Then whilst concentrating on turning into a mist, I'm going to go like 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, like 30 feet.
Okay.
I could go further, but I don't want to leave them.
I have a question.
What's up?
What is this building?
That's like a barracks. It's the barracks, and then below the barracks is like the prison. Okay. It is now the construct's turn. The two in the mud, they have to make strength saves to get out.
Yeah.
That's a dirty 20.
Makes it.
And 13.
How tall is the building?
I'm so excited. I'm trying to figure out what you're planning.
Probably
get herself on top of it.
Three
maybe.
Stories tall?
Which I don't
like
want to third
of
I want to run.
No, it's okay.
I've expressed that to you guys.
You can do this, Ame.
Not with three of us.
About 30 feet up. So this guy...
The guy is dead. Like, there's nothing we can do.
This golem here is
yeah, sure.
Still stuck. This one is able to pull himself out.
He used his action to do that. Okay. He can go a fourth of his movement through the thing.
Oh, shit, I forgot. He's going to step there.
Okay.
And then he has to make it again?
I think so.
Because he's ending
his
turn there?
Or ends its turn there, yeah.
Natural 20.
Okay.
One of the golems pulls himself up and out, walks around it, and then steps back into it to start moving towards you, and manages to avoid sinking. That guy's stuck. He used his action to try and get out, correct?
Yeah, it's their action to try to end the restraint.
Okay. The specters can move 50 feet.
Oh shit, and they don't touch the mud, right?
Correct.
Because they have her.
So they're not attacking the old man?
These guys are not.
I mean, he's pretty helpless right now.
I don't think they want to. I think they just don't want us to take him.
Where did the specters come from?
They were summoned
by
that
guy.
The cadaver collector with the corpses summoned them as a bonus action.
So we might have to kill the specters, but...
So they're going to move towards you. They're actually going to dash and double their speed. So they're going to dash. Avi, one of them is going to manage to catch up to you, who's a little further away from Elena and Libby. And
yeah.
Then Elena and Libby, the other remaining three, are going to come around the two of you. The cadaver collector itself is going to take its like giant spike-covered fists and punch down with advantage at the old man.
Yep, he's dead.
He's gone. There's nothing we could have done.
That's going to be 26 to hit.
What's his AC?
Like 10.
Yeah, okay.
Bye, old man. It's okay. He was...
This guy's going to get fucked.
Yeah. I'm really excited to see his face get squished in. He's been a pain in my butt, and now I'm happy he's gone.
Norm really didn't want us to talk to him, the gagging and the message failure.
He's going to take 33 points of damage. From,
which kills him?
Yep, which kills him with the first attack, and then he's going to come down with another fist, and just like the old man is just pulled on the street.
Oh, God. Oh. Hey, Elena, maybe you can palm this up. Oh my god! He takes the damage from the fire.
Wall of fire is concentration, correct?
Is it? I think
that's more of a question than a statement.
Okay,
I will.
There it is. Oh, it is concentration, so it would have dropped.
Okay.
Because I was concentrating on turning into this.
I'm so mad.
If you guys had gone with us, we would have been
no,
fine.
I'm saying it. You didn't even let Genie go his turn.
And that's going to be...
No, the thing is, yeah, because I'm like, I panicked.
20, 30, 20.
He wasn't gonna
not
die.
As he moves towards you.
I know. I care about my genie more than the old man.
Well, that's fine.
They were doing crap
to the
genie. I know,
but
he's still over 100 hit points left.
You could have given him
the
a
two
chance.
Guards in the mud are not gonna be able to make it out.
Okay. Yeet.
Damn.
Well, you're blocking the only way out of the town.
Oh, well, I'm just gonna
I
get
know,
us out of here.
That was my plan.
The guy's dead.
I assume this isn't actually gay because why would they have a gay like right next to an actual opening?
Correct.
Also, I don't know that we could bring him back because he's mush.
No,
only,
there's no way.
Only this one manages to
and
avoid sinking.
Grab all the pieces.
So four of the five guards are now stuck in the mud.
Don't have those.
Libby, it's your turn. You have three specters surrounding you.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to be like, Ave, meet us in Thorneck Firth.
What?
Like...
What?
And I'm gonna word of recall us out.
I could get back to you guys with the teleport.
Yeah, no, we all can teleport, and it's just an action to teleport, so I'm word of recalling us out.
Wait,
if that's what he's gonna do, that's what he's gonna do.
I know, but I'm confused on the logistics of this. What are we doing? What's
he's
happening?
I'm
so
teleporting
you.
Me?
Yeah, I can teleport you out if you're willing.
When
I guess I'll ask you, do you want to go, Elena? Or do you want to stay?
Yes, we'll go.
Okay, then I'm word of recalling us out. Meet us at Dornick Firth.
Okay.
That's an action?
Yeah, I'm casting word of recall.
We're not going to be able to get back to the group till tomorrow.
I was at the Pools of Serenity already. I can teleport straight to the Pool of Serenity.
Right, but you
after I teleport to Dornick Firth and wait until the next dawn, we decided it was.
Yeah, so.
Which, what time is it now? It's night, isn't it? No? Oh, I guess...
It's like
it was
one
noon,
when we were
four,
at
five. It's like five evening, I guess.
Yeah, it's like 5 or 6.
Okay. Yeah, so I've...
Plus we have Livian. He can just let the others know.
Okay.
Okay.
Word of recall is glorious.
You utter your word of recall, grab Elena's hand, and there's a spark of golden light. And you two appear at the Temple of Anatatus in Dornak Firth on Iobrius.
I have never used that before. I'm glad it worked.
That's fucking crazy.
Elena, you are in the
temple of Dornak Firth.
Libby, I have a lot of questions.
Well, we'll wait for Ave and you can ask them.
No, I have a lot of questions of you.
Fair. Fair.
Okay. Lyle, you have two owlbears surrounding you.
So I'm going to go back up this straight, but like, so I'm almost going up
to
the
three.
I know
they're,
no.
Oh my
god.
Yeah,
sorry. Okay, so they're both going to get
opportunity attacks.
Why
like
not?
I can't tell if
there's
a word.
Because word recall goes back to his temple 14. That he sets up
misses.
In.
Dude, you could have made it. I haven't even taken a
17
hit.
Misses.
Damn, nice.
My
like
armor
a,
class is super fucking high for a ranger right now.
Is that a feat you have that gives?
Mm-hmm. I legit.
It's not a feat, it's a ranger thing. It's called.
We were gonna die.
I can find it if you would like to. I can also do that, but to see where.
Yeah. I don't know why. I'm looking at. I did, like.
I'm
like,
just.
I think that was really smart. I think that was an intelligent way to get us out of a bad situation.
All right. So,
so
you.
I'm
escape.
Not. I'm just. I'm confused.
Sure. Like broken
that
board.
Would be confusing for anyone. To be like, why are we
sorry,
so
we didn't get to fight, guys.
We're definitely on a different continent.
Are they? What?
Yeah, they are. Right, within 10 feet of each other.
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay. Then I am going to do something.
Good point.
I am going to just do lightning arrow again. That really sucks.
Okay, which one are you attacking at?
Which one looks more hurt?
This one looks
then
more hurt.
Then I will do the other guy.
Okay.
Well, lightning the other team again. 21.
Yep, hits.
Points of damage to that guy.
Nice.
And then the other one needs to make a saving throw.
He got a 4.
Okay. Then he fails. And he is going to take 8 points of damage from that.
Okay. So again, you pull back your arrow, it transforms into a bolt of lightning, striking into one of the owlbears and arcing off, singeing the fur and the feathers off of the other one. Safe to say they're both bloodied.
That's my turn.
Okay. It's their turn. That one's going to move towards you. This one's going to... Actually, it's probably going to move up towards you, too.
Okay.
You pissed it off.
Yeah.
But it will attack at disadvantage because it has the mark from war. That's going to be a 17 to hit.
Nope.
Another natural 20, but at disadvantage, so it is 15.
No.
Okay, so as the one that Lorelai had marked comes and swipes at you with its claws and then goes to bite at you, but you keep it keeps like turning its head towards Lorelai. It's distracted by her, but still going after you. And then the other owlbear is not at disadvantage, going to attack. That's a 23 to hit with
yeah.
its claws. So that's going to be 20 points of slashing damage, and then it's going to try to bite you.
Man.
That's 19.
That misses.
Nice. As it goes and bites at you, claws against you, and then goes to bite, and you dodge out of the way, snapping just inches away from your chest. Daedric.
Call lightning on that one. Get both of them, and I'm going to do... destructive wrath and just
you're
gonna
hit Lorelai too.
It's then I'll.
If you do that one, you'll hit a while. Either way, you're gonna hit one of them.
I could call a point like right here.
That's true.
Yeah.
And still hit them both. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll do that.
Okay.
Perfect.
So. This one got a 19, this one got an 8.
Save, fail, kay. 40 damage.
Okay. 6 or 40, that is 20. Okay, that's fucking rough. Then that guy takes a full 40. So you kill
nice.
One of them, and then the remaining owl there is extraordinarily rough.
So that is an action. It's not.
Right.
Spell though, correct?
Okay. Yeah.
Then, how rough is it looking?
Very, very rough.
I am going to just thunder wave it then.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I need to do a bonus action, right?
Correct, it was your action to call it.
Yeah. I don't know if I have a bonus action attack. Oh, spiritual weapon. I'll do spiritual weapon.
Okay. Go ahead and make your spell attack.
Okay. That is a... That's an 18.
Yeah, totally hits.
And then that is going to be a 7
yep.
points of damage.
Yeah, it had 2 hit points left.
Holy shit.
Okay, so as your spiritual weapon, Trident, I assume?
Yes.
Okay, Trident appears after you call the lightning down and just pierces in through the hide of the owlbear. You guys are now surrounded by the corpses of 4 owlbears.
Nice. And after the last one is dead, are you gonna try to message us after it's dead, or do you think you would have not thought of that? You,
Abe, what are you?
Because you asked us for help, but then you killed them all.
Abe, it's technically back to your turn now with the 4 specters kind of closing in on you.
Then I am real sorry. But I'm teleporting to the Pools of Serenity because I know that those 2 are safe. I don't know that they are all safe.
Okay. So you teleport back to the Pools of Serenity. Arrive.
I'll look around. For monsters, because last I heard they were in danger.
Yes, you see the corpses of 4 owlbears as well as your friends. Lyle bleeding, but alive.
Lyle's bleeding pretty
heavily. But other than that, things look fine.
Does Lorelai hurt?
No, she didn't get touched.
Okay. Then I will run to Lorelai, give her a quick kiss, and then I'll run to Lyle and cast Cure Wounds.
Okay.
Where are they? They went back to Dornok for...
Where's the old man?
He's dead.
So that whole thing.
Yep, it was
not worth it.
You were right. My judgment was flawed, and my compass led me astray.
I mean, we could have.
Yeah, if I hadn't chickened out. I was going to have him. Yeah, because he could have flown over, but I don't know. I had a moment of panic, and I just. It's been too long since we fought, okay, guys? I don't know how to work any of my stuff anymore.
Dude, I had a plan. I was gonna run and grab him.
Jesus.
I thought Libby was gonna do when he put Sanctuary on himself. I thought he was gonna.
I thought so too, but then you guys said don't do it, so I didn't.
No, I said, what are you doing?
Yeah, but I started moving towards him after I passed Sanctuary, and people were like, don't do that, that's stupid.
No,
so I stopped.
No, did not say that.
I swear I heard that.
Well, you might have heard it in your head because it was. True.
That's where we're gonna end episode 36 of Dungeon Stories.
Oh, God, we're like really split.
I was talking about splitting the party.
Yeah.
We're on different continents now.
Well, you have tree stride and I have tree stride. I have, well, that's.
I
think
tree
stride would
be a plant.
Tree stride sounds better. Tree stride, I can only go like 500 feet.
Yeah, you transfer via plants.
But transfer via plants, I can prepare after a long rest, I think.
There's not no way to get there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just mean, like, you can get them and come back in the same day. Yeah. Like, within 20 minutes.
Can teleport?
We can teleport us to different planes.
He can plane shift. He can't teleport. Which,
I know. That was, I also thought of him doing that. Like, just plane shift and just be like, so, old man, wait here.
Yeah.
He should have just.
God damn it. Before I forget, though, Ave would tell Daedrin to message Libby and tell Libby that, like, they're all at the Pool of Serenity and they're all safe, and Ave's gonna come get you later.
All right.
Be ready. Mom's gonna be there in half an hour.
That's what that was my plan.
Well, that's.
Just come in and be like, Gregor, they're all dead.
So mad. How are we gonna find that plane now?
That is episode 36. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Thanks for coming along on that ride.
Thank you.
Wild ride. Seriously.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.